dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside.
You good with them soft lips, yeah, you know, word of mouth. The square root of 69 is a sum, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine, I come alive in the nighttime, yeah. Okay, away we go, only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play, say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say,
oh, nah, nah, what's my name?
Welcome to Bird Watching. This is Lil Cheez-It, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Thanks for staying or tuning in. This is Liberty World Peace, and this was the first time I ever like managed the board. Mandy B did it for me last week because I was a little nervy. I had a lot to say, so I had to focus on that.
She had the most to say and might have knocked the gong out thrice, but that's okay.
Yeah, I had to like contain myself rather than like manage equipment. So, well, this week it was successful.
Yeah, it was. We're just cruising into week two of school just so casually.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Ugh. All right, so this week we have a special guest.
Yeah, we do.
I may have said, given away his
surname.
Yes. I also hyped him a little bit on my Instagram story, and he hyped me a little bit back.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Can I get a tweet, tweet?
Can I get a retweet, tweet?
Oh, spicy. I don't know. but Owen is with us, Senor Owen Copps. Commonly known as the Friendly Friar Cops or Lil Cheez-It. So,
most notably Lil Cheez-It.
Most notably Lil Cheez-It, yes. He submits all his best anthro works and religion under that name. His pseudonym. His pseudonym.
Classic Lil Cheez-It.
Tell my professors listening. You know who it is.
Wait, I think I messed up your mic. Oh, you're not number two. There we are. Now the people can hear you.
Can they hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
I can hear him too
I'm sorry.
No, no.
Sorry, professors.
See, okay. This week we have Owen on because last week Mandy B and I sort of wrecked the entire freshman class. No, we really didn't, but we portrayed ourselves as monsters, and Owen may be our most wholesome friend, so here we are to compensate.
He's getting a fist bump in the studio right now for that.
He's getting a double fist bump for that.
There's nothing better than a good fist bump.
So Owen.
Just something that a wholesome person would
Owen,
say.
Owen, yeah. Come on, keep it PG.
All right.
Noogie, noogie.
All right. Moving on. Libretti, you said you were in a rather chatty mood today. Do you have anything to report from today?
Well, I was like, Owen, you've done this before. You're no rookie to the studio or the radio waves. So what kind of mood are you in? You know how it feels to fly. and he was like, yo, Libretti, I'm in the mood to chat. And I was like, okay, keep it fresh for the air. So you go first.
How the conversation went.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
I feel like that was a good condensed version, though.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Mm-hmm. I can start. One, to everyone who joined the Tufts Club basketball Facebook page today.
I don't want to like brag or hype it up too much or anything, but I might be part of it. So
I was gonna say, like Owen, I don't know how strong that first little tidbit of info is for the day.
No, just wait.
Okay.
Mandy Bones is a part of it. Can confirm. My mom also a part of it. I do get a text during the middle of the day though from the Tufts Club basketball president that says, "Why is your mom in the Facebook group?" See, my understanding was that it was more of like a fan page thing where we were going to post our results and stuff.
Oh, dear.
My understanding was incorrect.
Yeah, so I was confused as well. I was got Owen, last name, has invited you to the closed group that is Tufts Club Basketball. And I was like, there's no way I'm joining this. I just am confused as to why this is like a public group offering.
You have good dimensions for basketball.
That's true, I'm tall.
You have major length, yeah.
So
and coordination.
Perhaps the Owen was just trying to slide in and get me to join the team. I didn't see right through that.
As much as I would like you to join the team, I was, that was not my intention.
So I don't want to intimidate or anything, but I might have won knockout tournament in fifth grade, so.
Well, I take back everything
that
I said.
That takes, if you want to take into account my free point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think you might have combined two different shots there. The old free point.
The classic free point.
That's where a team gets a free point when Mandy appears on the court.
Thanks for the Lily basketball dad. He's listening in right now. He said Queen Bey ? Rihanna ? After he played this first song.
Oh, Scotty.
Scotty's invested.
I was just, honestly, Jasmine and I had, like, a bopping morning to Rihanna. Like, post-breakfast, like, post-grind for an hour doing the work that we probably should have completed at an earlier date. And I was just like, we're going to treat ourselves and put 15 minutes of Rihanna on. So we did. In my fishbowl. That is my room.
It's a self-imposed fishbowl, though, because you, the second you awake in the morning, you open all windows and all blinds. So you invite the fishbowl energy into your own.
I'm just like self. A fiend for natural light. What can I
respect,
say?
Respect.
And then it's like, oh, hello, Mr. Police Officer lives across the street. Yes, I am in the nude. I shouldn't be waving to you. I should be ducking below my bed right now. And that's what I'm going to do now. I will wave hello to you when I walk out the door clothed. His dog's really cute, though.
That's a start, too. Beautiful friendship.
Yeah, it's a German Shepherd.
Great dog.
Great dog.
Speaking of neighbors, can I tell a fun story about mine, who's hopefully listening? Hello, Edward. So, my neighbor Edward runs some kind of community watch group, and he wants to keep the neighborhood quiet, which I respect because it's a lot of kiddos off campus plus some families off campus, so it's a dynamic vibe. And so when we first moved in, he was like, if you ever have a party, just let us know, and so I'll call you first before I call the cops if there's any kind of noise complaint. And we were like, respect. So we're celebrating our girl Olivia's birthday. She's been on the show before. Classy
tweet, tweet.
DJ Gummy.
Oh.
Or DJ Yummy, I think. I don't know. She went through a couple names. We're still percolating ideas, but
revision is part of the journey.
Yeah, anyway. Edward was like, of course, have a great party. Also, one, can I drop off homegrown tomatoes from my garden to celebrate your birthday? Two, after we met, I checked out an archived WMFO podcast of birdwatching and caught some while I was making dinner this Monday, too. A fun and entertaining show, Mandy B. So, Edward, whoa, if you're listening again, thank you so much. You should tune into his show, which is Friday nights from 8 to 9, Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Time et al., and Sound Collages on WMFO 91.5 FM, Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. Can check his website out, plasticsushi.com/tearsofgods.com. And that's all I have to say.
I have so much to say. I don't know. Oh, I'll begin as when I, in my fishbowl, which is like a sort of a prime scouting location in the day. In the night, it's very invasive for everybody who walks by, like for my privacy. Anyway, but I peeked out my window, and who did I see? This little man. Well, he's actually not little, but like a man's walking up to my man's front door wearing a tie-dye WMFO t-shirt. I think it was self-done. It was quite well done.
Edward, if you're out there, I want one.
Me too. And hand-delivered note and tomats, and it was very tender.
And we've been eating said tomats every night, and they're incredible, and there's only about three left. So
they're like succulent.
They are. They're quite succulent tomats.
And then my follow-up to his show name. When I think of Plastic Sushi, I think of those, like, you know, those like little eraser / things that you didn't use to erase things, but they were like sushi in elementary school. You know what I'm
literally
saying?
Say no more. I collected so many. I never used them to erase one thing.
No, never. They were sacred.
And they, like, you could take them apart, and then you could put them back together. I remember.
It was like the fidget spinners of, like, 2007.
Just about to say that. They're the silly bands before they were the silly bands.
Oh, God.
And if you guys were the collectors of silly bands, I, like, literally covered your whole forearm with them.
And got a rash underneath.
And couldn't feel your fingers.
What?
Like, if they're on too tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said couldn't fit your fingers. I was like, bruh, you got fat fingers.
Man's got a fat forearm, either way.
I had slender forearms in first grade. I don't know about you, but...
I was a swole 8-year-old.
Owen's rolling in class.
He's like, his legs are really tiny, and he has like no upper body or no shoulders yet, but his forearms are like dragging him down to the ground. He looks like an ape.
I'm a combination of the Michelin Man and Popeye.
That's incredible, and your kids are going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's play another song.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's give the people what they didn't ask for.
They didn't ask for any of this.
Am I doing an Avid Brothers? Am I just... I've never heard of these brethren.
Oh, I Love and Love and You.
All right. Yep. Here we go.
Such a good song. Enjoy.
load the car and write the note. Grab your bag and grab your coat. Tell the ones that need to know. We are headed north. One foot in and one foot back. But it don't pay to live like that. So I cut the ties and I jump the tracks, for never to return. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in.
This will just play softly in the background in case you were really invested in the song.
Yeah. I personally wasn't until you cut it out.
Yeah, sorry for that break in the action.
All right, all right, guys.
Threw her phone on the ground. She did not like the song so much.
Team, I'm working with a lot of wires out here, and I just want to say I'm a first-class klutz.
Yeah.
She is.
I'm a first to admit it, all right?
If this was TV... It would have been really funny. But since it's the radio, you probably didn't notice.
Just
sad.
Just keep playing the song.
I see you in the morning time.
We'll just giggle while you listen.
Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in.
Take me in.
Are you aware the shape I'm in? Came hard to say. I and love and you. What you were then, I am today. Look at the things I do. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you? Look the same. Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. I and love and you. I and love.
Hi, team. We're back.
What it do?
What to do. So we decided we want to collectively talk about food. However, I just want to...
Word on the street.
Yeah, word on the street is we cooking out here. But first, I just wanted to treat you all with my little interaction that I had with my mama today. I had class at 1:30, so it was a casual rollout of 22, my home. I won't give you my street address.
That's dangerous.
That's a classic, Mandy. I'll leave that to Mandy B.
I'll do it later. Don't worry.
So I sent her a cute little selfie with like a little bit of like, it was like a tasteful upshot of my upper half of my body, let's just say. And I go, "Sunny and no bra!" exclamation point. "Happy Monday!" exclamation point. And she goes, like 2 seconds later, "Following a great librette jumbo tradition!" exclamation point. So that's how I like rolled into my Monday.
That's how you were raised.
That's how I rolled into every Monday of my entire life. Training
Braless
bra hoops
and Sunny. And now we're lucky enough to watch her blossom.
Oh, I think I'm done blossoming, actually.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be like an innuendo about. Oh, and so silent. Let's talk about food now.
Oh my God. I just want to say, like, if we had, like, I would say more about like Limited 2 and Training Bras, but I think Owen would actually disintegrate into like his wholesome self.
I'm so chilling. This is totally fine.
Cool.
No doubt.
Wait, can I add something then about Training Bras?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, really quick. So I never really had like the whole like, oh, it's time for a bra talk with my mom, but one day I rolled home from school and there's just a Training Bra sitting on my like pillow on my bed and I was like, are you trying to say something, Mom? Am I nipping? And that's all I have to add. Thank you.
Oh, Kath. Way to do it.
Non-confrontational, just really casual.
I like those shirts that, like, they were, like, Ampere, you know? And I had, like, a thick band, like, right below the boobage. Like, and it was, like, sort of, like, in the middle of, like, your pec area. And then, like, once you just started developing, they just, like, just looked so bizarre. You know, they had, like, a band, like... I had it in brown and pink. I'm thinking of a very distinct shirt. And
was it more an elastic band type thing?
It was just like a seam kind of a band.
Okay.
It wasn't like supportive in the slightest.
Oh, and did you get one of those shirts when you were little?
Maybe.
Did the sleeves have like little ruffles on them?
I don't know, but I feel like to worth match your like
I
hefty
think we're
forearms.
We're picturing the same type of shirt. Mm-hmm. I think LeBron is talking about something else.
Perhaps.
Like the short sleeves were like really short.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll draw you a picture later.
Okay, cool.
Unnecessary.
I'm picturing like Owen as a small child with like thick forearms and like thick pecs.
Maybe.
I got nothing. I don't know what to do with it.
All right, so what'd you eat for dinner, Owen?
Well, today. So, this is my first year off campus, as it is with the... two of my lovely other DJs in the studio today. So we're getting down to some cooking on our own. And today I decided to just put a bunch of different stuff on a pan, which included, actually it was just chicken thighs and broccoli.
That's okay.
Stir fry perchance?
No, it was more like a seasoned chicken with like lemon and seasoning
stuff.
Oh,
it sounds delicious.
It was good.
Did you squirt the lemon on the chicken?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you bake it?
Mm-hmm.
And then what'd you bake it at?
400 for 25 minutes. The problem was chicken thighs are like a bunch of different colors. You know what I mean?
Dark meat and light
meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was very stressful.
Figuring
out like when it was raw.
Dark and light and not just like, I got rainbow chicken up in here.
I figured it out. But that was for dinner tonight. Pretty boring dinner. Anyone have any exciting foods for dinner?
I mean, last night I made meatloaf and I had two people like sort of spontaneously over to join me. So that was lovely because I like sharing my meals that I make. It doesn't like to cook for yourself and then eat alone is just not like...
Food is love.
Right. So, yeah. And like you want to share that love. But funny bit about the meatloaf. So you cook a meatloaf in like a loaf pan, right?
Of course.
So I'm like, hey, like, do you have any like normal size loaf pans in this house? And it's like, I'm like rummaging and what do I come across? I come across two mini loaf pans. I'm like, all right, I can work with this. We eat mini
meatloaf. How many loaf pans are you talking?
Just two. It was really cute. I have a photo of just the raw meat in the pan. I didn't take an after picture. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Mm-hmm. But funnier bit about it was the meat pans were my housemate Mia's.
So she probably wouldn't.
Oh, no. And she was like, yeah, you can put meat in my loaf pan. And I was like, oh, Mia.
Another funny story. So I just watched her make the meatloaf last night because I already ate my own dinner. Not that I wasn't intrigued by baby meatloaf. I just didn't time my eating schedule right since I get hungry about every hour and a half. But the ready puts the two baby meatloaves in. About like 10 minutes into cook time goes, oh my God, and like disrupts the entire kitchen vibe, and then goes, I forgot to put the garlic in the meatloaf. So instead of just like proceeding and dealing with a less flavorful meatloaf, she takes said meatloaf out of oven. She like tries to put it like near the sink so it doesn't like burn anything. Then it like slips out of her hands and falls into the sink, like this half raw meatloaf. Then she restuffs it with chopped up garlic, and then she proceeds to put it back into the oven. And it was absolute mayhem, and I hope it was worth it.
You were straight up gonna leave all that out? You were just like, you said the most interesting part was that it was like two small loaf pans.
I really thought you were gonna get to the garlic bit, but no, it never happened.
I was like kneading the like garlic bits into the meatloaf like with my singular pointer fingers, just like
she was like, ow, it's so hot.
I was playing chopsticks on the piano, like and then I lit a dish towel on fire too. Were you there for that bit?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
We had another girl over at the house at the time of said fire.
She's a senior and like not particular, like she's not one of my close friends.
No, we were just getting to know her in a very casual setting, and Libretti lit the said dish towel on fire and then was trying to like play it cool, so I was trying to like snuff it out with another dish rag. Mm-hmm. Which then also started to smoke, and then I was like, just put it under the sink. Like, it's already on fire. Like,
oh my God.
So it actually was quite chaotic.
Maybe she thought you were like super metal, just like starting fires in your kitchen.
Like, honestly, she probably thinks like I'm a little wackadoo anyway, so it's okay.
It's fine. Better that way.
It's better that way.
What? You don't think they can hear me?
I just was wanting to make sure. I didn't think they could.
I was lounging in the pleather loveliness that is the chairs of WMFO.
It's hard to beat.
All right, can we play another song now?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Have a good one queued up.
Oh, okay. So we're ready to rock.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get your degree so you could go to work. Yeah, cause you're gonna need a backup plan just in case anything happens. That's the only thing they understand. They don't think that you could do it if they never seen it done. So tell my dreamer, hey, I keep dreaming. And if you got the master plan, keep scheming. Hey, gonna have some doubters, that's how it goes. But to be honest, nobody really knows. Thought I was gonna hit the league, but I didn't. She told me, Tob, you should go get a real J-O-B, but I didn't. Hell, sometimes disobedience is the ingredient needed to clear your path of them feces and demons that mislead you. To the plight of bondage in line with them folk from Egypt before they got the receipt that Pharaoh
denied them freedom. I know them shackles that's on you get comfortable in this system, especially when they hit the kill switch on a caterpillar's vision to be a butterfly and hover by. Can't spend that happen, sucker by. Bounce that bread on their comb when you make butterfly. Ooh, I hope you get it, I do. I might just write the ones in the slums with the drums a haiku to let them know that there's plenty of tycoons that come from typhoons. And ain't no rules, it's a game of fools, and we all just like you, cause
everybody says
hi.
We're back.
Hi, team.
Alrighty. It is time for our hourly PSA.
The best part of the night.
This one is titled Blackout Emergency Preparedness. Because you never know.
You literally never know.
You never know. If the electrical power and everything else that depend on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out?
Probably.
Dramatic pause. How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got?
I don't know. We don't have that much kitchen storage, so...
Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
Probably not.
1 week?
Definitely not.
I don't know. I got mad canned tuna.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy, because you don't want Libretti World Peace to burn down your home.
No, you don't.
Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wait, so the worst time to cause a fire is when there's another emergency? Is that what it just said?
Bingo.
I would probably set a fire during another emergency just because of my frazzledness.
Probably.
Although I'm pretty calm, cool, and collected under, like, a difficult situation. Like, a true emergency.
What emergency, weather, power outage, etc., would freak you out the most?
Is this natural disaster or could be man-made as well?
Let's start with natural.
Okay. I think I'd be most afraid to be in a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Same.
Owen?
I think maybe tsunami, but like more so the flooding aspect of it.
Mine's like, the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Like if I see that big butt of a wall of water coming towards me.
Yeah, definitely the butt of the wall of the water.
Well, I wanted to say a different word, but I held myself back.
Mm.
I was raised by the cursing mommy.
She was. Self-declared cursing mommy.
Self-declared cursing mommy. Yeah, like, can you imagine, like, standing on the beach and just being like...
No, I can't.
Oh, no.
Owen can.
I obviously can't. That, like, that'd be crazy. But I also, like, assume that I would have, like... On my Twitter feed somewhere, mm-hmm. I would have been like, hey, get off the beach. A tsunami's coming soon.
Specifically on your Twitter feed.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't watch news. I don't listen to the radio besides WMFO.
Respect.
I don't respect that. Educate yourself.
Twitter is super educational. New York Times has a Twitter.
This is true. Want to share any of your most recent tweets that you're proud of?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I have a specific question. Did you just receive perhaps 20 favorites on a recent Twitter post, Ellen?
Did he relay this tweet to us while sitting on the lawn?
Was it worth the hype? Yes.
Okay, that was three questions back to back. I can answer yes, the affirmative to all three of those questions. I'm going to just read the tweet. And then I'll explain it for more context. It's rather complicated humor.
We love some humor that has to be explained. That's the best
to
type.
To preface this hilarious tweet.
Appreciate it.
Owen did this. This is something that actually happened.
This is real.
On Tufts campus.
Can confirm. All right.
I'll start with the numbers. One retweet, 23 favorites, NBD. All right. Tweet goes, made funny joke today, colon. Me, colon, checking out a book. That was an asterisk because it was an action. Librarian, colon, can I see your ID, question mark. Me, colon, I swear I'm 21. Librarian, laughs. She laughed. Me, laughs, gives her my student ID, and takes book. Hilarious.
Oh, and I just want to say that I work at Tish Circulation Desk now, and I hope it was Fran who did, because Fran is an OG.
Was Fran the one that I saw?
Oh, yeah. Fran, I mean, like, I think we're gonna get along smashingly, but she at first was, like, training me to do my job, and, like, by the end of the 2 hours, I was like, Fran, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. So I think she would have really appreciated your little crack.
Can I see your ID? I swear I'm 21.
She'd be like, wait, like, I was looking for your student ID, and then she'd be so thrown off. No, she'd be like,
you handsome young jokester, you. You literate young jokester, you.
We locked eyes and shared a giggle, and it was the high of my day.
Oh, I just banged my knee bruise under the table. Sorry.
That's two strikes.
You're off your own show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Libretti bruises very easily, so we would have more sympathy.
Maybe.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing mine?
You queue up your song for next. I got a good song coming.
All right. He's going to take it away.
Yeah, I am. Oh. This is a really good song. And I don't know if you've all heard, but you definitely have, because I've talked about it for the last year and a half, that I'm going to the Vampire Weekend concert, and it finally happened, and it was last week, and it was the best concert ever.
Let's just say it went.
It went?
It went off. It went off with a bang.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna, let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but most unexpected, yet incredible part of the night was the opener, which was this huge dude. His name was Christone, parentheses, Kingfish Ingram. He was just like this god on the guitar. And I don't know, I was taken to a new dimension by this huge dude.
I think there was drool involved, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Like, mouth open, chin dropped, drool. Swinging.
So you're playing a little
So I'm about to play a little Christone Kingfish for you all.
So just be prepared to be shot
maybe get a tissue prepared.
Keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to, like, if you're not wearing a bib, keep your mouth closed.
Perfect.
Thrill is gone. Said the thrill is gone away. You'll be sorry someday. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. I said the thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. Although I still live on, so lonely I'll be. Said thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away for good. I said the thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away for good. Someday I'll be over it all, baby. Just like I know a good man should. Said I'm free now. Said I'm free from your spell.
And you stuck your chassis in the traffic flow. You didn't have to turn and go. But who can blame you? Taxi driver cursed you and hit the gas. Low rider slow to pass, twisting home. And you make me feel so good to drive. The dashboard is alive. It winks and whispers, drive-through window to park. But I'm not afraid of the dark with your light. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Used to crumble donuts on your seats. Policemen like to eat. Lick their fingers, stocked in standard leather, everything. Power locks and steering, linger please. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Crown Victoria. Rented at the airport in L.A. Poolside, so we'll stay and wander in you. Don't wanna hand your keys to the man that hurts. So extend the rental terms one more day. Crown Victoria, you make me smile. Crown Victoria. Crown Victoria.
And that was Crown Victoria by the Dead Presidents. And if you like that song, we are in agreement. I also like that song. However, be warned. Take caution when playing other Dead Presidents songs.
Apparently they suck.
Don't want to offend any Dead Presidents. God. But they suck.
Wait, ready?
Quick shout out Danny Camille, Tyler Greer, thanks for listening.
Quick shout out to Pelvis Presley for listening.
Look at Wiki Wall.
Quick shout out to Matt Stout and perhaps Carl if he's there too, and Izu and maybe Paige, and that's all I really maybe know.
And probably our both our entire families.
Oh, we already gave Scotty a shout out.
Listeners, we love you. Family, we love you. Not as much as the listeners.
The thing is, we could do the show without you, but it wouldn't be as fun.
Because we know, like, somebody is out there. There is somebody to make chuckle or offend, which is always... I'm usually up for either.
We usually do both, is the thing. Yeah. So.
And usually we think we're going to make them laugh, and then it just, like, offends them, so...
Yikes.
And it's okay.
Because radio is anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely didn't say my name at the beginning of the show.
DJ Lil Cheez-It, obviously.
On the mic.
But yeah, what else happened this week that was fun or notable?
Well, we came in on Thursday Eve. Yep, Thursday, Thursday Eve.
We totally did.
Dude, a lot happened this weekend.
Oh, man.
Bad news, good news, news, you know.
Yeah. All of the above.
Tea news, coffee news. Bruise news.
Mate news.
Oh, yeah. Nice one.
Owen has mate, and he's been... It's like this weird caffeinated tea that just, like, kind of gasses you up in, like, the most chill way. I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't really understand it, but I love it. One of the reasons I don't understand it is because it's an incredible amount of caffeine, but somehow, like... I'll drink way too much of it and just, like, sink into the couch at the same time.
But you can't, like, then nap with it? It's just kind of just, like, existing.
Right. You just got to be ready to sit.
You do.
It sounds like we're doing an illicit drug, and it absolutely looks like we're doing an illicit drug when we're standing on the porch and it's, like, sort of a rainy afternoon on a Sunday and we're passing around this greenish kind of ball and Owen keeps pouring water into it and we're all sharing the same straw and it's sort of like giving off this like herby smell. It's mate.
It's just tea.
Yeah.
It's just tea. Edward, if you saw us, that was just tea. But yeah, that was one notable thing. Also notable, Owen and I are really good at dartying.
Oh, don't get us started. Don't get us started. We'll go on about it for 30 seconds.
That's the only amount of time we can last at a darty is the thing.
Talking purely to each other.
Yeah.
And being like, yo, Libretti, leaving now, what you up to?
No, I got the lap. Amanda and I...
At least you got to get the steps in.
Exactly.
Amanda and I walk there. As soon as we get there, just like... Without even talking, we go our separate ways.
We do.
No, it wasn't this weekend. That was the weekend before, I think.
Yeah. True. We haven't told the listeners about it yet.
Yeah. Also, we had a great time with Small Cactus Hour.
We did.
We took, apparently, well, I think I said this Thursday, that there's Ghostbusters, like, vinyl tapes. And if you saw my Instagram, you saw them.
Yeah. Follow Topless Yeti on Insta.
The Topless Yeti. I didn't mean to be there for that to be so emphasized, but I, you know, do it, don't, whatever.
The Ohio State University.
Yeah, just compare me to a top 10 college athletic thing. Yes. Group.
Nice.
Nice. Sports.
Nailed it.
Free throw.
Green Egg's gonna hammer that one.
Okay, should we play another song?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I want us to finish telling us about how we darty.
Oh, our lap.
Thank you.
Amanda and I, we walked there. We talked the whole time. We giggled to each other about how we know we're going to be there for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, immediately split ways.
Of course.
Amanda picks out someone in the crowd. I pick out someone in the crowd. We talk to that person for 5 minutes. That person looks around.
Looks bored.
Looks a little bored. Slowly, Amanda and I start to look at each other.
We make eye contact. Boom. We're back to each other's side.
Enchanted evening.
Amanda and I talk for 10 more minutes. We look around a little more. Maybe someone comes up to talk to us. Maybe they don't.
Maybe.
It's
intimidating, though, when we're in a corner by ourselves.
Sober.
They exude intimidating energy.
Amanda has a LaCroix in her hand. My hands are in my pockets. We look around.
Come on, Owen.
We look around.
Keep it PG.
We leave. We make sure not to say goodbye to anyone. And we had the best time.
Literally the best time. We had, and then along the way, like the route there, we see at least three or four people that we have awkward interactions with where we go, hey, how are you? And they go, how are you? And then none of us answer each other. And then we just keep walking.
I did that with a sister today in the house. I immensely dislike when people do that.
It happens.
I know because it's like ingrained in us to be like, instead of being like hi, we say hi, how are you, but we don't mean it. Like, I don't want to hear how you are. You're a pure acquaintance.
Sometimes I care.
But the girl leans out the window. She goes
of the car.
No, there's a car going by. Slows down to about like 1 to 2 miles an hour, like real slow. Girl goes, hi. Amanda goes, hey, turns to keep walking. Girl's head is still out of the car, expecting to have a continued conversation. However, the car kept moving, so.
So, alas, we had no control over the situation.
So, I just want to say that we three are such social butterflies that O-Money today was like, hey, you ladies know whatchamacallits? For sorority thingy mobbers.
Social chair.
Yeah, social chair. That's the one. But Mandy had no idea where I was going. Your face was so perplexed. No, I didn't. Owen goes, hey, like, can you hit me with the social chairs numbers? And we're both like, yeah, we know our social chairs.
Yeah, we do. So. Also, update to all the fans who are interested, I am not dropping Alpha Phi anymore because the formals are too much fun.
Super with that one. Big time fan of that decision.
Owen's a huge formal guy.
Formal with a specific date.
We just fist bumped.
That's Mandy.
Okay. So this is an important song for us now.
What is it?
You'll know it when I play it.
All right.
Get ready, Libretti.
All right.
Get ready, Libretti Spaghetti.
Just a reminder, this is Bird Watching. And you are... Oh, no. This is Libretti World Peace. Christmas.
Christmas.
I messed up the order. Gosh, dang it. This is Libretti World Peace. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Oh, and you try it, too.
Bird watching.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh my god, I did that today. Stupid.
You had to see the visual, people. It's fine.
I did it in physics, so it was warranted.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Hit it.
Oh, I gotta hit it.
Oh, thank god. I'm keeping the mics on for this banger.
Whatever happens next.
Take a deep breath and walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this.
of your best friends.